POPIA update, information regulator issues an enforcement notice for an email data breach. Lise de la Harpe, senior legal advisor at Sanlam. Introduction. The information regulator issued an enforcement notice on the 22nd of May 2026 against the Central Johannesburg TVET College after employees' personal credential verification reports were emailed to unauthorized staff in error. The legal position. The Protection of Personal Information Act, 2013, POPIA, regulates the processing of personal information of data subjects. Processing is defined very widely and includes collection, storing as well as sharing of personal information of a data subject. POPIA requires a responsible party to process personal information lawfully and in a manner that does not infringe the privacy of data subjects. In order for such processing to be lawful, it must comply with the conditions for lawful processing as set out in Chapter 3. Conditions for lawful processing. For purposes of this matter, we need to focus on the following conditions for lawful processing. Further processing limitation. Condition 3, purpose specification, states that personal information must be collected for a specific, explicitly defined and lawful purpose related to the function or activity of the responsible party. Condition 3 ties up specifically with Condition 4, further processing limitation. Section 15.1 states that further processing of personal information must be in accordance or compatible with the original purpose of collection. To put it differently, responsible parties may only process personal information for another, further, purpose if such processing is compatible with the original purpose for which it was collected. Sharing of personal information constitutes further processing. Security safeguards. Condition 7 requires a responsible party to secure the integrity and confidentiality of personal information in its possession or under its control by taking appropriate, reasonable, technical and organizational measures to prevent loss, damage or unauthorized destruction of personal information, and unlawful access to or processing of personal information. In order to do this, Section 19.2 states that a responsible party must take reasonable measures to identify all reasonably foreseeable internal and external risks to personal information in its possession or under its control, establish and maintain appropriate safeguards against these identified risks, regularly verify that safeguards are effectively implemented, and ensure safeguards are continually updated in response to new risks or deficiencies. Notification requirements in the event of a security breach. Section 22 states that where there are reasonable grounds to believe that personal information has been accessed by an unauthorized person, the responsible party must notify the information regulator and the data subject as soon as reasonably possible after the compromise. Such notification must be in the time and manner prescribed in the Act. Unlike GDPR, where notification to data subjects is only required where it is likely to result in a high risk to the rights and freedoms of natural persons, POPIA requires notification of all breaches of the Act that results in the interference with personal information. Information regulator's power to issue enforcement notices. The information regulator is an independent body established in terms of POPIA and is tasked with investigating complaints and issuing administrative penalties to responsible parties who do not comply with the Act. Sections 95 states that if the information regulator is satisfied that a responsible party has interfered or is interfering with the protection of personal information of a data subject, it may serve the responsible party with an enforcement notice requiring the responsible party to do either or both of the following: to take specified steps within a specified period, or to refrain from taking such steps, or to stop processing personal information as specified in the notice, or to stop processing personal information for a purpose or in a manner as specified within the stated period. Failure to adhere to an enforcement notice constitutes a criminal offence, punishable by a maximum penalty of R10 million fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years or both a fine and imprisonment. The incident. Now let's turn to the case at hand. Central Johannesburg TVET College, the responsible party, processed personal information of the complainants, in the context of the employer-employee relationship to restore good governance after it had come to its attention that a sizable number of employees had failed to declare their criminal records and possible conflict of interest such as doing business with the employer. As a result, the responsible party was placed under administration to investigate and address these problems. The terms of reference of the administrator included the restoration of good governance and ensuring that all employees declared the previous criminal records and interests. By his own admission, the administrator of the responsible party confirmed that in the course of communicating with her team the urgent need to implement the policies, the acting chief financial officer had erroneously included the verification reports of the complainants in the folder that contained finance policies, and this information was sent by email to various employees by email. The complainants learnt about the email containing their personal information when it was sent to some staff members on the 6th of September 2022. This email was recalled by the administrator on the 8th of September 2022 with an explanation that the document was erroneously distributed and was not intended for staff use. He even took corrective action against those who had erroneously sent the document to other staff members. The responsible party did not notify the data subject or the information regulator of the breach. The information regulator confirmed that the sharing of the verification reports of the complainants with other staff of the responsible party constituted further processing, and in order to comply with Section 15(1) of POPIA, such further processing, sharing, of personal information must be in accordance or compatible with the purpose for which the personal information was collected. The sharing thereof with unauthorized staff who were not involved in the strengthening of governance of the institution, albeit by mistake, was incompatible with the purpose for which the personal information in the verification reports was collected and as such unlawful. Furthermore, the sharing of the verification reports with unauthorized staff constituted a security compromise, which triggered the obligation of the responsible party to inform the regulator and the complainant of the security compromise, which they failed to do, which failure constituted a breach of Section 22(1) of POPIA. Based on the above-mentioned findings, the information regulator issued an enforcement notice calling upon the responsible party to notify the data subjects of the security compromise within 31 days and also to issue an apology to the complainants for the violation, which apology must also be published on all other communication channels used by the responsible party. Conclusion. One of the most common types of breaches of personal information is an accidental email sent to the wrong recipient. I doubt there is a single one of us who hasn't done this at least once. The information regulator specifically noted that although an email was issued to all employees to alert them to the fact that personal information of the complainants was shared by mistake, that an investigation was launched to understand the circumstances under which the error occurred and that corrective action was taken, this did not absolve the responsible party from its obligation to inform the regulator and the complainant of the security compromise. It is therefore clear that the information regulator interprets Section 22 in a very narrow sense, i.e., that all breaches, regardless of severity, must be reported. Responsible parties should thus take note of this enforcement notice and ensure that it continuously trains staff of the requirements of the Act. Ends. Author at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Plus Posts Bio at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Fund Death Benefits. Supreme Court of Appeal weighs in on the 12-month period to identify and trace dependents at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Does Abandoning Your Child Render You Unworthy to Inherit? At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Directors Take Heed. Liquidation does not extinguish liability under Section 13A of the Pension Funds Act at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Direct Marketing. Unpacking the conflict between the amended CPA regulations and POPIA at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Impact of the Revenue Laws Amendment Act, 2025, on Provident Preservation Fund members. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam King V and the Concept of Independence. Impact on Retirement Fund Board of Trustees at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam King V Code on Corporate Governance. Getting ready for its implementation at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam National Assembly approves Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes Budget, Estimates of Expenditure, levies and fees proposals at L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam Section 37D deduction in respect of damages caused to an employer, obtaining an interdict against a fund preventing it from releasing fund benefits at L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam Ombud Council publishes draft rules for the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam, is it not time for our law to make provision for the deposition of an affidavit virtually? At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam Financial Services Tribunal reaffirms the pension funds adjudicator's jurisdiction when it comes to enforcing divorce orders at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam, the Constitutional Court weighs in on the distribution of death benefits in terms of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act. At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes final conduct standard-setting requirements for pension fund benefit administrators at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes joint communication on cloud computing and data offshoring at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Fund Death Benefits. The weight of a beneficiary nomination at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Tribunal rules on FSCA's authority to impose time limits on exemptions granted in terms of Section 7B of the Pension Funds Act at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA intends keeping a keen eye on fees charged on two-pot savings withdrawal claims at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam APAIA request for information is not a pre-discovery tool at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam OPFA Communication 1 of 2025 update on application of in duplum rule at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes conduct standard prescribing requirements for financial institutions providing financial education initiatives at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam the risk in material non-disclosure. At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam fund benefits and third-party bank accounts at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam recent adjudicator determination highlights importance of following S37D process at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam to be married or not to be at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Section 2B of the Wills Act. The effect of divorce on your will at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam non-payment of retirement fund contributions. The risk of being held personally liable at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam legal expert unpacks the expropriation bill at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam litigants take heed the pitfalls of relying on artificial intelligence at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Treasury publishes the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam update from National Treasury on the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam. Deduction from fund benefits in respect of damages caused to an employer. The limitations set out in the Pension Funds Act at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes request for information in respect of board members of retirement funds at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam death benefits and Section 37C. The duty to identify and trace dependents at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam two-pot truths for SA's burning retirement questions at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes request for information on charges and fees charged on two-pot savings withdrawal claims at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Pension Funds Adjudicator publishes communication on the two-pot system at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Treasury publishes the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Pension Funds Amendment Bill, 2024 impact on treatment of maintenance orders at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Ombud Council publishes its new rules at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes draft forms for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act. At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam what happens when the nominated beneficiary predeceases the policyholder. At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam urges South Africans to pause before withdrawing at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes final joint standard on cybersecurity and cyber resilience requirements for financial institutions at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Divorce Amendment Bill signed into law at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes proposed amendments to the conditions for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam ASISA publishes updated guidelines on the protection of personal information at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots. Pension Laws Amendment Bill 2024 adopted by Parliament at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes the final interpretation ruling 1 of 2024, RF, on the application of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act, 1956 at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam 2 POTS update. Treasury publishes draft revenue laws Second Amendment Bill, 2024. At L'Ais de la Harpe, Sanlam 2 POTS. National Assembly passes revenue laws, RLAB, Bill the 20th of February 2024 at L'Ais de la Harpe, Sanlam 2 POTS. FSCA today published requirements for rule amendments at L'Ais de la Harpe, Sanlam contractual capacity of minors at L'Ais de la Harpe, Sanlam pension interest and the joint estate, the impact of the Indaba judgment at L'Ais de la Harpe, Sanlam can you depose an affidavit virtually. At L'Ais de la Harpe, Sanlam 2 POT retirement system, reset back to the 1st of March 2024 share on your socials.